Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right. It is a TV theme song Thursday. Kid Dynamite is Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
Because he looked like JJ from Good Times in the 70s.
If you
want to call me Billy D. Williams from the 70s, that's about this. That's about, you know, Rob is JJ, I'm Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, all right.
That's about how it worked.
You were more like, what was the kid, Michael the Militant Midget? Remember that?
Michael? Yeah, that was the little brother.
Yeah, the brother was Michael. He was so conscious. You remember that? Oh, my God. Yes.
Militant Midget is what James called him. Yes, absolutely.
What a great show that was.
That was an awesome show.
It really was.
And, you know, I haven't seen that. I mean, I guess I really haven't seen it in a long time. I think I saw an episode or two a year or two ago. But that seems to translate.
Is that the word?
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were talking a while ago,
Some shows are awful. Like, if you watch them now, they just don't connect.
Right. And I think that show, I think the Jeffersons too.
That's just some classic stuff.
Happy Days. I haven't seen Happy Days in decades, but I would imagine that translated as well. But anyway, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And let me bring in my partner who you've already heard from, Rob Parker. What's up?
What's happening, Chris, on this TV theme song Thursday? A lot of stuff happening, good stuff to talk about, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Energized. I did a little MLB Network today. That was fun, and I'm going to do a little bit tomorrow, Chris. So back-to-back days, which is nice. Good.
Yes, yes. All right, well, let's get this party started. Of course, the Odd Couple crew is with us, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, of course, on the ones and the twos, doing this thing on this TV theme song Thursday. Super producer Rob G is in full effect on the updates.
Diet Coke!
Diet
Coke. Man, Nick Cope. I like that. I like
Diet
that.
Diet what?
Diet Coke!
And on the social media, the great Elijah Sebunya.
He sounds sexy.
All right, Rob, let's get this thing going. And you mentioned that you were on MLB, the MLB Network earlier today. Let's start with the MLB. And Juan Soto calling out his teammates after the Padres dropped their fourth straight game. And now, Rob, they're five games under 500, 4.5 games back from the final playoff spot.
Yeah, they're not out of it yet, but still.
No, but it's, yeah, they got time, but they better get it popping. And Soto was not having it after they dropped a game to Seattle 6-1. Here's what he said, right? Do we have sound? Okay, here's what he said. We've got to play as a team. We've got to go out there, grind every day, grind every at-bat. It's been really inconsistent. Some days we do, some days we don't. We got to do it every day. Days like this series, we just give up. Like, literally, we just give up. Instead of keep grinding, keep pushing. We've got to forget about yesterday and keep moving. I like it. Where are you at?
I don't have an issue with it. They're way inconsistent, Chris. Look at that lineup. That team is so talented. Come on. They should be winning the division. Forget about making a wild card, Chris.
They're tremendously talented.
Yes. Their lineup is stacked. They have pitching. And
Tatis
the idea
Jr., Manny Machado.
I mean, come on. And here's the thing, Chris. Don't forget, a year ago, right, they didn't have Tatis Jr., right, because he was suspended. They didn't have Xander Bogaerts, Chris, who wasn't on a team where they signed as a free agent. And guess what? They beat the Dodgers in the playoffs. They beat the Mets in the playoffs, Chris. So why would you think if you add Tatis and Bogaerts that you would be worse? It's not even possible. You added two huge bats. And Tatis is having a good season, Chris. His bounce back year. So how could you be worse? It doesn't even make sense.
What do you – I mean, you heard Soto just say they don't bring it every day. I don't know if they
There's
rest
something
on their
wrong
laurels
there.
Or
There's
what do
something
you see?
Wrong there, Chris. And sometimes it's in the clubhouse. Sometimes it's – you remember when Terry Francona got fired in Boston as manager. Remember, he won a couple World Series there. Everybody loved him. And then – guys were too busy playing video games, eating fried chicken and beer. You remember that story?
Yeah.
It became a country club, and they fired Terry Francona. How did you fire a guy who won you two World Series? Think about that.
Well, to your point, I mean, and not to excuse it, but they had won. You know,
no,
what
know,
have the Padres done?
No, they haven't won anything. I'm just saying. That sometime all you're 100% right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
all I'm
what
saying
are they?
Is,
what are they relaxing for?
No, but sometimes there's something not right in the clubhouse, and that was my point only in bringing up the Red Sox and the beer
so
and the chicken. So
or not management, but the manager.
Tone, or you know what I mean? And what's going on? Something there's a disconnect. Chris, they got way too much talent. How in the world is this team scuffling? They can't even get to 500? We're in August, for God's sakes.
Now, Soto wasn't the only guy, you know, to call the team out. Manny Machado said some things. They had a team meeting. It's like their fourth this year.
Which is way too many.
I mean, that just means not getting it done.
Yeah, what is there to talk about? You're here to win. Like seriously.
Right.
Hey, guys, win tomorrow. Can we win?
What are we doing?
Right. Like, what meetings are you talking about?
But this is a theme we're seeing Soto, of course, won the championship with that Nationals team in 2019?
You remember?
He won the championship. Was huge. That really, I mean, obviously we knew he was a good player,
no, but
that put him on the map.
That,
absolutely.
100%. That was huge for him.
He was fantastic. Yep. And, you know, so he, to me, that's who you want to hear from. And I know he's had his ups and downs since he's gone there. But I want to hear from a winner, a guy that knows what it takes to get it done. Rob, in the Jets now, there's talk about Aaron Rodgers was impatient the other day. They scrimmaged with Carolina, and he was getting sacked. And, you know, obviously they're not hitting him, but, you know,
right.
He was basically getting sacked. And he was impatient. I'm sorry. If I'm the Jets, then get impatient, Aaron Rodgers. I want to hear from him. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been an all-time great. He has the resume to do that. And I'll throw in we got the Washington Commanders. Eric Bieniemy. Now, I'm not saying, Rob, that because you've won, that gives you the right to, you know, badmouth people, call them out of their name and go overboard. But a guy that has won, I think, you know, if he sees some stuff from a team that he thinks is underachieving, that's talented, that hasn't done anything yet, I think he can come in and say, look, this is how it's got to be done, guys. We got to buckle down. We got to be more disciplined. We got to pay more attention, whatever it might be.
Right.
But I think these three stories all kind of go together. And I think Soto, Aaron Rodgers, and Eric Bieniemy have earned the right to say. Now, again, these are men you're dealing with, so, you know, don't just get crazy.
Nah, you don't
but
want
they
that.
Have, right, because you're dealing with grown men, no matter right, what the situation. Right.
But you
can say what they see and don't see.
Right, and you know, like it or not, you know, you, when there are people who have done stuff that you haven't done, you listen. You know, like,
yes.
you got to listen. Like, what did you do? How did you make this happen? And Aaron Rodgers can speak on it. Talk about whatever you want. He won a Super Bowl. He was the Super Bowl MVP. He's been on a team that's always been in the mix. You know, he knows what it takes, you know.
Yep.
And those things count. That's why you have him. So I do believe in that. And I think it's all right. There's tact, though, but you don't got to act like,
exactly,
you know, you guys are bums and you don't know how to play and all that. That's not what we're looking for.
Right, right. And I think, look, Soto's been there and, you know, I imagine they're comfortable with him in the locker room. Rodgers has done all the right things in New York since he's been there. And now Bieniemy is new. But he's got the two Super Bowls and he knows what it takes. Right. I mean, I don't know. We weren't there. I don't think though he's going overboard. You know what I mean? Like he can't be that bad where he just.
Yeah. It sounded like that. It was kind of blown up and, you know, coming from training camp, Chris, there's just not much going on. So, any kind of story that has legs will have legs, you know?
Right.
That's just how it is.
Right. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Specifically Juan Soto calling out the Padres. Do you think this will help? That this will have any bearing on them turning their season around? But beyond that, just in general, winners, do they have the right to tell their teammates point out what needs to be done to get to that next level? And do you like to see that? And you can comment on any of these three situations, Bieniemy, Rodgers, or Soto. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Those were the days. Amity welfare states. Everybody pulled his weight. Here we go. G.R. Old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
What did he say, Rob? What did they say?
G.R. Old LaSalle ran great. That was a car.
Oh, okay. Chris, I never knew what they were saying. I didn't think you'd know.
That's pretty good, though, when you hear it now. It makes sense. G.R. Old LaSalle ran great.
Yeah, that's well done. Yep. Who sang that? Do you remember?
That was Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton. They
yeah,
sang
let's keep it that way. Okay. All right, it is the iCouple.
Why did I fall for that?
You fall for that every time. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Rob, we got Sean Marion around the corner. That is great. The NBA champion. We'll be talking to him in a few moments. But first, your calls on Juan Soto or just winners and, you know, their place in the locker room as well. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's start with Tony in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony? How are you?
What up, fellas? Oh, Canada!
We
man, Rob Parker.
Chris, we replayed that when you were on vacation, Oh, Canada, and people
really?
Just got a kick out of it. Yeah.
All right, cool.
But, yeah, hope you guys are doing good. But I think that, you know, especially a multiple champion that was the man on the team, yeah, they have the right and the cachet to assert their leadership. And a perfect example of that, I think, is in the NHL with Mark Messier in 95 with the Rangers.
Yes.
Yep. The Rangers hadn't won anything in like 40 years or something like that. And he came and he said, you know, I'm pretty sure they changed some things in the locker room that he brought from Edmonton with Gretzky and all those guys. And another thing that came to my mind was Jordan at the end of the Last Dance documentary. He said, hey, I wanted to win, but I wanted them to win with me. And he's talking about his teammates, and he talks about the journey and everything. These guys that have cachet that can show you how to win, but you're going to have to sacrifice. It's going winning's not easy. So, yeah, I think that guys that have the cachet have that right.
It's interesting, Rob, he brings up Jordan, because you and I remember how it didn't work out that way in Washington for Jordan.
No.
And obviously, and I'm not talking about them not winning or not even making the playoffs, but the players were not taking Jordan's brand of harsh leadership.
No. They revolted, if you remember, Chris.
Yeah.
I want to say he had a birthday party or his birthday, and they didn't want to buy him a gift. Like it was something as petty as that, but that's how much he had rubbed them the wrong way.
I mean, if you're not winning, it can, you know. And I think it was just, Mike was, you know, he wasn't the same player.
It was different.
It was harder. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Jake in Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jake?
How's it going, fellas?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just started tuning into the show just a couple of weeks ago, and love you guys. I used to listen to you guys back a couple of years ago, too. So I love you guys.
Thank you.
Were on the radio. So
appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm 26 going on 27. And, you know, when you got, you know, a World Series champion, a Super Bowl champion, four-time MVP, you know, Eric Bieniemy with a two-time champion, five-time AFC champion, you know, these guys are experienced. These guys know what they're talking about, you know, and, you know, it's like at work. I only get paid so much, especially compared to these guys, you know, and I wish I was as talented and be able to get critiqued, you know, harshly, and I'd play better, work better, whatever it is. Like, I embrace it, and I wish, you know, these guys would embrace it with the multi-million-dollar contracts that they're making. You know, it doesn't make me feel bad for them. It makes me feel good for, you know, the guys that are getting on, you know, certain guys who aren't stepping up to the plate.
No doubt.
Thank you, Jake.
I think Bieniemy says something important, Rob, when you're that type of coach or player that's going to call things out and get on guys. He said, look, I'm going to critique them and I'm going to be harsh, but I'm also their biggest fan. And I'm going to be cheering them on, too. Like, you got to know that the dude cares or that his heart's in the right place. You know what I mean? That it's not selfishness. It's not just trying to flex like I'm the man and you're not, you know, but that you really have the proper intentions. You're doing this so we can really win. And I think that's important, too.
I agree with you, Chris. That part does make a difference. Let's squeeze another one in. It's Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What up, Dome Hall of Famer and Chris Broussard? How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Yes, winners do have the right to express their opinion, but they also have to be cautious of how they express it. You can't just dog and belittle these guys. You got to encourage them, too. But at the same time, these guys got to realize, you got to look at your culture. There's a reason why you guys didn't win a lot of games or haven't been to the playoffs in years. It's because you've been doing things your way. So why not try the way of a winner?
Right.
You know, so they just got to be careful how they do it. But we all know, y'all know in sports, it can be a half second that determines whether you catch a touchdown or drop the pass, hit a home run or strike out. So it's the attention to the details. So I think he's just trying to get these guys to pay attention to the details of the game.
No, I agree. And
I'm not mad at him.
He brought up a good word, culture. And so many – look, we're talking about world-class athletes on the worst teams.
And remember, they were all great somewhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. And again, especially with the Padres, it's not about the talent. And, Rob, you see it, especially in the NFL, how much of a difference a coach can make. Because, again, all these dudes are great. There's different degrees, of course, but the degrees are separated not by a ton. In most cases. And a lot of times, Rob, it's the culture. You mentioned it with Francona. He had let the culture run sour, go the wrong way, and they had to change it. So that's important. All right, like I said, we got Sean Marion, the NBA champion, around the corner. It'll be fun to talk to him. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And this program is being sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com. That's BETTERHELP, HELP.com/oddcouple. We are waiting on Sean Marion, the NBA champion, four-time NBA All-Star. Sean, welcome to the Odd Couple,
What's
brother.
What's happening?
What's up, guys? What's up? Odd Couple.
There you go.
Right.
I just want you to know.
Did you ever see the Odd Couple?
Yes.
Did you ever see the Odd Couple
of
that show?
You did.
Yeah, come on, man. You ain't got to tell my real age now. Come on, yeah.
I'll just say, how does he not? He saw the Odd Couple. He knows that Chris is a Felix.
Well, Sean, I'm Oscar.
Sean, don't get it. You already know.
Hey, man. It's great to have you on, brother. You know, I covered you when you played in the league, and you had a great career. And first thing, man, congratulations on, you're about to get your jersey. You and Amari Stoudemire retired with the Phoenix Suns and put in their ring of honor. What does this mean to you? And, you talk about your time spent there in Phoenix.
It's a blessing, man. You know, it's a testament to the longevity and the consistency I was able to give the fans out there in the Suns, the Valley of the Sun. And you know, listen, man. Like Matt said, I'm gonna quote Matt. Matt was like long overdue.
Right.
But let me ask you about the Suns. And here's where I'm gonna be the stick in the mud. That team was so good. You guys won so many games. Is there a part of you that feel like you guys let a golden opportunity slide away, and you never could get, one championship with all the great players who played there?
Oh, man, I wish we could have won one, man. I think the times I felt like we could have won, yeah. We just fell that close and that short. But, man, shit, things happen, man. You know, and some things in your control, some things not in your control. So, with that being said, though, a lot of things got to go right for you when you win a check. Everything got to be clicking in all cylinders and annoy you for to close it out. And fortunately, it wasn't for us.
Well, you don't need to be an old man, hey, get off my lawn kind of guy. But when you see today's players, and I'm not talking about you're long in the tooth, you go to a team with a hope to win a championship, guys in their prime. Just like, okay, well, let me team up with four other guys and win a championship or keep moving around. What do you? Where are you on that? Does that feel good, or is just the day we live in? And then there's other players like a Giannis who refused. Everybody ridiculed him to stay in Milwaukee, and guess what? Stayed in Milwaukee and won his own championship. Where are you?
I mean, listen, you know, but they still made some big trades to get some key pieces in to help win. You know, even though he stayed there, you know, they put people around him, though. You know, they still kept bringing guys in. So it's not like they had a homegrown team from day one. He was there from day one, but a lot of the guys they brought in throughout his tenure, you know what I'm saying, to add to him. You know, which is great. You know what I'm saying? They made that big trade for Drew Holiday right before trade line, and that was a big trade for them. You know what I'm saying? And they added P.J. Tucker, too, as well.
But so, I know, but everybody wanted him to go to Miami. You remember when Milwaukee got swept? He could have gone to Miami, and he refused to do it, and they said he was dumb.
No. I mean, I don't agree. I mean, Miami is a great organization, and people gonna always have something to say, whether you like it or not. You know, say. But at the end of the day, he knew what he wanted to do. He knew what was right, and he brought a championship to that city, which is well deserved and well earned. And you got to take your hat off to that. You know, listen. Players want to join guys and stuff like this. It's easy to say you want to go play with somebody, but just because you want to go play with somebody, don't mean you're guaranteed to win something.
Well, you know that as well as anybody, because you did win a championship, even though y'all fell short in Phoenix. You were on that Dallas team, Dirk Nowitzki about to go into the Hall of Fame, and you were on that team with him that beat the big three in their first year together, LeBron,
right.
D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. Let me ask you this, because a big storyline in that was that LeBron just fell apart, you know, for over the second half of that series. Obviously, your guys' defense had a lot to do with it. You were throwing different looks. Rick Carlisle did a good job. You guys were throwing a lot of different looks at him. But what was going through your mind? You could clearly see he wasn't the same. And yeah, you know you're playing good defense, but you also see this guy's not – he ain't playing this game. Like, what was going through your mind?
Well, Chris, you just answered your own question, though. Like, you just sit there and said, we threw different defenses out there to change up the dynamic of the game and the situation with the teams that we were playing and the matches with the guys. That's it. You just answered your question. So for somebody to sit there and say, you know, that's the thing I really true hate. It's always because the media has to pick a favorite, and that's what's always there. And I understand that. You have to pick a favorite. But when a team that you – the favorite team that you pick doesn't prevail, you always say that they didn't do – you make an excuse for them not to – why can't it be the other team that just stopped them and took them out of everything they want to do?
Right. Well, I hear
you. Feel like y'all took his confidence away with the different looks? Because that's what – he didn't look confident.
Yeah, but confident or not, doesn't matter. Why couldn't we be a better team, though? Why? Just because they had three current All-Stars. Dude, we had me, we had Peja, we had Jay Kidd. Dirk was already – he was a current All-Star that year. But then we had – who else? Karan was on there. But I mean,
Jason Terry. He was an All-Star.
Right, but no. I'm just saying current – No, no, because what happens is y'all, the media creates this narrative about super teams, and basically you say a super team because it's a current All-Star. That's what it is, right? You have to be a current All-Star basically to call it a super team. Am I right?
I think a lot of with you guys, it was that Jay Kidd was clearly not in his prime, still a productive player. Yeah, it does mean. I mean, if LeBron, LeBron's a little different story, but a guy that's past his prime, that's not going to be viewed as much of a super team as a guy that's fully in his prime.
This is why I said current also.
This is the narrative, quote unquote, the media is creating the stipulations, y'all, the media, big line for super team. So with that being said, though, regardless if not, even though Dirk was the only current all-star of the team that at that time, we got all-star pedigree guys. We know we got guys that knew how to compete and level up, and we bought into the dynamic of a team concept, and we knew everybody was at the man or at one point somebody on their team. For most of the majority of our team. So a lot of us, we knew what we wanted to do, we knew what we was capable of doing. We went out there and we bought into it. And we respected each other, and that was the thing, though. Like, but people forget sometimes. I think we get caught up into this current stigma. A lot of times when you're talking about teams and the dynamic and this and that, well, just because a guy is not a current all-star doesn't mean he's not doesn't have all-star pedigree in him. so he can be called upon and do certain things in certain situations. In certain, he can have he can always have a game of 25 or 30 points, or average 30 points in the series because he's been an All Star before. So if he's shown you he can do it before. Just because he's not having to do it on a regular basis on a team he's currently on, don't mean he can't do it. And so that's the thing that people don't understand about the game itself. There's so many things. There's so many levels to this game. It's not. And I understand y'all doing it from y'all talking about the game from a visual standpoint. But it's things you go that players go through in locker rooms that we feel that we know that all we gotta do is go out there and take care and do what we gotta do. It's gonna happen for us. And it's we have an aura and stuff that a lot of teams don't. I mean, some teams you have it when they do, they know they sense it. Some teams sense it. A lot of teams sense you when they about to accomplish something special, and we sensed it. And we knew it. And the sad part about that, though, it took us going out there shocking the world and proving it to let y'all know what we was in. And you still wouldn't try to downplay what we did.
Well, you know what?
I was going to say, it sounds like you feel like y'all that team gets short shrift.
No, but you
Is
know,
that what you feel? Like y'all don't get the credit y'all deserve.
Look at what you just said, though. You come in talking about the victory this, victory that. Man, look at the team we had. We had some hell of a players on our team. Well, I know. Last time I checked, I don't think nobody would have beat. We would have beat anybody that year. I don't care what nobody say.
Wow.
I'm letting you know right now. If you look at what we did in the track record we had for that playoff run, go look at it. Go back and really look at the teams we really beat.
No, I got you. You know what?
Go look at those rosters.
It happens all the time. The 2004 Pistons beat the Lakers, and it was like Shaq and Kobe were beefing. Not that the Pistons beat them in five games. It could have been what we call a five-game sweep. But I get your point. Last thing for me, Dirk Nowitzki, Chris mentioned, going into the Hall of Fame. I remember when you guys won that championship, he made every shot that he needed to make. He played big. Just talk about Dirk and what kind of a player he was to play with.
Oh, man, Dirk was amazing, man. You know, we had some great battles. I love playing against Dirk, but I love playing with him just as well, too, man. And, you know, I'm truly, truly happy for the 7-foot assassin going into the Hall of Fame with D. Wade and the Clay. Got a great class. Popovich, Tony P. I wouldn't miss this for the world. I want to be right there front and center and watch these guys go in. And I'm truly happy for them and well deserved.
Last thing, Sean, before you go, your Phoenix teams were regarded as, you know, changing the game. And
you were the first person to say that. A lot of people don't give us credit for that.
I tell
everybody, if you know anything about basketball, we started in Phoenix. It started small ball era.
No doubt.
You know
no
anything
doubt.
About basketball?
Well, that's what like when you see today's game, are you just like, man, this is what we were doing? And like you said, y'all did start it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, today's game is feast or famine. You know what I'm saying? And we did start it somewhat. You can honestly say that we did. You know what I'm saying? But man, for the most, we did play some defense, though, man. Y'all get always used to say we didn't play no defense. We did play some defense, man. And but it's okay.
Y'all
but,
a little.
Yeah. it was mixed in very, very little. It didn't help to prepare. To get a championship.
What you talking about, man? I always played defense.
All right, there you go. You did. Where's everybody
you
else?
You were a defender.
Yeah,
you
right.
were a defender.
Hey, Sean, we appreciate you.
Sean, man, great stuff, brother. We appreciate the passion.
Yes.
Anytime you want to come on, man, we love to have you. And, again, congratulations on getting your jersey retired in Phoenix.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it, man. You know, I think the Suns, the Phoenix family have been waiting for this for quite some time now. So it's finally coming to just, and it's going to be pretty awesome, man.
All right, brother. Peace, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Right. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, here we go, Shekel City. You know, on Thursday's getaway day, so there's only one game tonight. All the games are either in progress or finished. So we're going to take the Colorado Rockies are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight here in Los Angeles. And the over-under as far as run total, Chris, both teams, is 8.5. I'm going to take the over in the 8.5. I know Kershaw's pitching, but the Dodgers, they got their hitting shoes on. And maybe the Rockies get a 2 or 3 runs and the Dodgers get 6 runs. 6-3, that's 9 runs. I like the Dodgers in this. I'm going to take the over. So remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. There is some, obviously disappointment about Team USA, the Women's World Cup soccer team that didn't win. They were, number one ranked team going in. They were the two-time defending champions.
And you know
and
what?
And they fell flat on their face.
We should have known they were in trouble anyway. Don't you remember the first game where they were favored by, 19 goals?
Yes.
And they struggled?
Won by 3,
remember that?
I think. Yeah.
Like they were supposed to, blow that team out.
I can't remember who that was.
Rob G., who did they play, the women, in the first game? Remember they supposed to be, win by 16 goals or 19? Vietnam. You remember
yes.
that, Chris?
Yep.
And
yep.
they struggled with Vietnam, which was a telltale sign, and then they wind up losing.
Yep. And then they tied Portugal, luckily, right? They
at were the last minute, right?
Yep. Like, yeah. And got criticized for kind of dancing and stuff after the tie. But you feel like there are a lot of people, Rob, who also apparently seem happy. Americans, I'm talking about, that didn't really want them to win.
Yeah, I wasn't against them or anything, but sometimes they had become so dominant in the sport. Sometimes when a team is like that dominant, it's not fun. And that's what it was. Even they had, right, some older players, Chris, who they just thought they could put anybody out there. You know what I mean? Like, we could do whatever we want because we always win. And
right.
What did they have won? Two World Cups in a row or something? They had
won two in a row.
Yeah, yeah. They had totally dominant. How do I know they won two World Cups in a row? I'm afraid now that I even know that. But you get my point where you become so dominant that it becomes boring. So I think a lot of people just wanted to
see. So you think the fans or the players? I can see the players,
yeah, like
you know, kind of taking it more lightly than they should have.
Probably thinking that they were good.
We saw that with the Team USA basketball team.
Yeah, it happened.
We started losing in the early 2000s.
Right, it was ugly.
We thought we could just throw together a bunch of players, send them over there, and they were going to win. But I don't think fans, Rob, get tired of a quote-unquote dynasty. You know, like a team that wins all the time.
I do if they win easily and it's not competitive. I'm not saying, Chris, if you win and you got a battle and there's some other really good teams and you keep winning. I always go back because I was in New York and I was covering that Yankees team, Chris, in the late 90s where they won three out of – they didn't win easily. They didn't blow everybody out. You know what I mean? They were down 2-0 in the World Series to the Atlanta Braves, going back to Atlanta, down 0-2, and they won that World Series.
Right.
And so it's a little different, and then they became a dynasty. But they weren't winning like nobody could beat them. Like in the soccer, to me it just felt like they couldn't lose. And that's why that first game when they were favored by 16 goals,
right,
or whatever.
I don't remember whether or not those two that they won. Were those close? Did they run through the field?
Rob,
was it
you
that lopsided? And I mean, I agree that when it's just like
that's
with the Warriors,
racist.
with Durant and
why is it racist?
And Curry,
because I asked you that you watch soccer.
Well, because you're implying he couldn't have played.
Yeah, you're implying that because
baseball.
I'm the Mexican on the show
is
that I must
it?
Watch soccer.
Oh, wow!
Even though Alex played
high
level soccer,
that didn't even cross my mind
all the way through his teenage years.
That's right.
That's true.
Alex,
why not
biggest...
ask the white guy?
Because
you got to ask the Mexican.
That's got to be racist.
Because the white guy.
What's up with that?
The white guy's being phased out in this country. According to some people,
we better get out of this thing. My goodness,
Alex,
were
me,
they
Alex.
Blowouts? Were
right?
the first? Were
what,
the first?
Weren't they dominant
when they won their first two World or those two World Cups?
It was a different league, is what it was. They were in their own tier setting,
right? They
and
were
that's
that
the upsetting
good.
Part about it.
That's Chris. They were that good, like.
So they were head and shoulders above everybody else.
It was basically them to lose it. That's how good they were every time.
And that's okay. what I'm saying.
So I
it was like
agree.
Team
like,
USA
it's like,
basketball.
Right.
Basketball.
I don't even – I mean, now I watch them because they're more competitive. But, yeah, when they were winning by 40, Rob.
That's not entertaining.
50, yeah, I didn't even watch those games. I watched the first quarter, and then that was about it. Same with the Warriors with Durant. I watched them, but, you know, that got – it was like, man, it's too easy for them. All right, keep it locked. We got 2 hours left. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!